After the attack on the World Trade Center, relief officials appealed for donations such as equipment and food so rescuers could do their jobs. Donations poured in. This week, officials are appealing for warehouse space, an even more valuable gift. NPR's John Burnett prepared this report.
No way, didn't work for you to lift.
The headquarters of the Greater New York Salvation Army on 14th Street overflows with the generosity and compassion of Americans. It literally overflows.
We don't want these yet. We only want the white ones. Give us the white ones.
Cases of bottled water tumble down stairwells. The chapel has been temporarily turned into a warehouse. The sidewalk is jammed with generators, pop-up canopies, and stacks of snack food, clothes, toiletries, and water. The agency estimates it's received 500,000 cases of bottled water. And it keeps coming all day. Ken Peterson, wearing an American Pride t-shirt, unloads a rental truck packed last night by a group of mortgage bankers in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
We decided on the water, and then we were looking at the internet last night, and they said medical supplies and batteries and stuff like that, so we picked some of that stuff up last night and bought it down.
Next to him, Anthony Pekulik and Ed Guerrero, who work for British Airways, are laboring with $800 worth of socks, underwear, peanut butter, toothpaste, and dog food.
We felt we have to do something. Yeah, we were sitting at work last week. We worked in Queens, and we heard what happened, and we felt helpless, so we decided, you know, it's Sunday, let's try to go and get something done. I know they didn't want to bring everything, but we just said, hey, let's try.
The quantity of donated dog food alone meant for the canine searchers is now measured in tons. More than 100 tractor trailers have rumbled into Manhattan, most of them unannounced, sent across the country from individual communities and from retailers like Home Depot, Filene's Department Store, and Kroger's supermarkets. Some of them come packed floor to ceiling with loose supplies, which then have to be unpacked by hand. Other trucks, like the one from Walmart, arrived with cargo on pallets, which can be removed quickly with forklifts. Yesterday, the Oklahoma City Hunger Relief Agency, Feed the Children, began trucking excess donations from the 14th Street location to its warehouse in New Jersey. Salvation Army spokesman Craig Evans.
We've been overwhelmed by people's generosity. And we probably have about close to 600,000 square feet of goods stored already in 24 locations in and around the city. And in addition to that, we have a huge volume just in front of our own doors here on 14th Street. We've asked for a moratorium on them until we can free up warehouse space.
The Salvation Army is operating 14 canteens, one of which is staffed by a cook who drove all the way from Louisiana with his pots to cook for rescuers. The aid agency has served nearly 500,000 meals. The donations are so plentiful, some will be used for the Salvation Army's other charitable programs, says Captain Dean Satterley.
The scripture says that God can take bad things and make good things out of them, and that's what we believe. These are used clothes, but they will go to our alcohol and drug rehab centers, and others will benefit from that.
Officials expect the immense rescue, recovery, and cleanup effort at the World Trade Center site will take many months to complete, and they're confident that eventually most of the supplies will be used. John Burnett, NPR News, New York.